Hey guys, welcome back to the Tea and Toast Pod.
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy.
And we're bringing you the tea and the toast.
Cheers to that. We're the sister duo you never knew you needed. And this week's is a Valentine's special.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is this week. I literally have my
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. My Valentine's Day pajamas on. I have to actually just get straight into the Valentine's Day tea. Have you been seeing all over TikTok? I mean, it happens every year, but it just makes me laugh. All of the girls that are like, unless my boyfriend asks me to be his Valentine, I have no Valentines.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Like, still waiting 5 years later.
Yeah, like, I saw this girl pretend to be on the phone to her friend, like, asking to make plans with her on the 14th. And she was like, oh, yeah, like, I know it's Valentine's, but, like, let's just say Josh, because I don't know his name. She's like, oh, yeah. Josh hasn't asked me to do anything yet. So, yeah, I'm assuming I'm free. And she full on, like, made plans and then but was recording him. And his reaction was like, what do you mean? Like, of course, we're just spending the day together. And she was like, you've not asked me though. And he was like, I've booked a restaurant. Can you cancel those plans?
Oh, well, at least he's booked something. Good on him. I swear. If you asked Richard, he'd be like, which day is Valentine's this week?
Friday the 14th of February. I'm still very new to the Valentine's Day thing, so.
But you like a holiday. Like a.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, I was
I'll take some holiday. Like a holiday. But no, I mean, you like a reason to celebrate. So
yeah,
like,
I love a reason to celebrate.
You like
the. So the fact that this was... just arrives on a man's doorstep and he can't avoid it, great, love it.
Like the other week, I was like, oh, it's our anniversary. It's like our 6 year anniversary.
No, let's tell our listeners this story though, because Ellie literally texted me and was like, oh, it's mine and Richard's 6 year anniversary. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? She was like, nothing. And I went, well, did you get each other a card? She said no.
You didn't do anything.
I'm sorry, but it's just nice to celebrate.
I know, and we had a really boring tea. And we really, like...
Oh, yeah, she started texting me, being like, we're not even having, like, a good tea.
We, like, looked at each other and we...
Not even a takeaway.
We'd, like, planned our meals for the week, and we were like, oh, that's our anniversary, that's a bit boring, shall we change it? And we were both like, nah.
You are mental. Like, you need to get that back.
I know. Do you know what? I don't know if we're just really...
Not realistic.
What's the word? Really practical. Is that the word? Or just like really unromantic. I need to know if other people like care about these things. I think you care a lot.
It's not even that I care a lot. I just think it's a time for you and the other person to put effort into each other. And I'm not, like, I always see them every year because, like, all the single girls, including me, when I was single, like, you want to see the memes that are like,
yeah,
someone should love you every day, not just Valentine's Day. Like, ugh, everyone goes OTT on Valentine's Day. But I just think, why not?
Like, so do you think Valentine's Day is important?
It's not like I know I show up for Yannick every week and he shows it up for me every week, so I would rather have it that way than have a toxic relationship, but he just, like, gets me, like, a million roses and books me Dubai and
Instagram
all this.
Instagram boyfriend.
An Instagram Valentine's boyfriend. No, I would hate that. So, obviously, I would take that, but I would be deeply upset if I didn't get a card.
Deeply upset. The girl that doesn't get deep will be deeply upset.
I would be deeply upset.
Oh, I love you. Does he know that you'll be deeply upset?
Oh, God, yeah.
How many times have you dropped that one in there?
No, I've actually not. But what did he say the other day? He was on about... He said something as though... Not that Valentine's Day wasn't important. I don't know. We were talking about something and he mentioned something and I went... I can't help myself because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I think I just went, yeah, doing something Valentine's Day, right? And he was like, I've booked something. And I was like, all right.
Would you, so you have got plans?
Yeah, but I don't know what. To be fair, I said to him, should I plan it? Because I started feeling guilty last week and I was like, to be fair, like, I'm putting all this, well, I'm actually not putting pressure on him, but in my head it's like, oh, he's organising it.
He's a pushy girl.
But then I actually was like, you know what, like, he organised last year and last year was nice. So I was like, actually, is it like my turn? But then I just think, you know what, it is kind of more of a guy-led thing. And it's like, I do actually organise a lot of our date nights or this or that. So I'm going to just let him have Valentine's Day.
It is. And I think it's probably nice for the guy to feel, you know, loved and thought of. But, like, let's be honest, girls think more than guys on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah.
We do more usually. So they need a day to do something.
All you have to do is, like, really bare minimum, like, if obviously, like we just said, no Instagram boyfriends here, but... Bare minimum, you have to plan every year, Valentine's Day, and you maybe have to plan, like, one, maybe two proposals in your lifetime.
Let's hope one.
Let's hope one.
Yeah, like, they don't have to do, like, that's, I think, why Valentine's Day is a day, because boys need the day.
Yeah. Obviously, it's just, like, Americanized, isn't it? And now it's just all of, now it's all the Galentine's. Like, all the brands now are just Galentine's. Any work, I have a boyfriend, but any work I would get around Valentine's is Galentine's.
Speaking of Galentine's. I've got you something.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. Do you remember?
I haven't got anything. Stop.
And Mum would get us something.
Oh my god! Yes,
so
me and
I got you two things.
No, you didn't. Oh, yeah. No, I'm like a real crap sister.
Would you like these things? So
I know, but this is so not good for the poster by diet.
I thought that you could share it with Yannick because Yannick likes the sweet treat, doesn't he?
I know, but that's something else to tell you. Oh. He suddenly thinks he can't have, like, dropping his insulin, which is sugar, right? So he's like, well, like, basically sugary things is, like, insulin and all that, isn't it?
Your body creates insulin.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So I was just so you basically just need to cut out sugar. So I was like, yeah, just stop having sugar in your tea. And he was like, whoa.
Oh,
I meant, like, switch to brown bread.
Well.
He was like, no, I was just thinking we'll switch to brown bread, not white. Because that's, and I was like, or you could just cut out biscuits and sugar. And he was like, no.
Well, that's a step too far.
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed. So, basically, me and Ellie never had Valentine's growing up.
No.
And our mum, every Valentine's Day, she worked next to a bakery.
Yeah.
And she'd always bring us home Valentine's Day treats. Oh, shall I have a bit now?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think you would.
Oh my god. I'm eating a pink glazed donut, guys.
Oh yeah, if you're not watching us on YouTube.
And it is stunning.
A little heart gingerbread biscuit, which was kind of the kind of thing that Mum used to
get. Yeah, Mum used to buy us things like that. Oh my god, this is so not good for me, but it's so good. Do you want a bit?
No. Okay. And as I was doing it, you know when you
I'm gonna stop because I'll eat the whole thing.
You know when you hold on to a childhood memory and then you suddenly think, wait, what if she doesn't even remember?
No, I can't believe you've done that. That is so sweet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I owe you absolutely nothing.
I don't need anything.
Love you.
I love you too.
Spreading the love.
I thought you'd like a little...
You know what? That's made me feel special. Thank you.
You are special.
I'll bring you something next time.
I don't need anything.
Okay, so I want to know, because I actually don't know. What did you and Richard do on your first Valentine's? And then following on from that,
yeah,
I want to know what you think a good Valentine's date is. Like, what would you expect a guy to, like, so your first one, and then maybe, like, if Richard could plan you a perfect Valentine's, like, now, what would it be?
So, I mean, it doesn't sound very romantic at all.
Okay, go on. Of course it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So, actually, to be fair, one thing Richard has always done since year one is I've always got roses on Valentine's Day.
How cute.
Always. And I always...
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
Red or white?
Red. Well,
yeah, it's a classic.
Actually, no, last year he got me pink ones because he went...
Did he forget?
No, he went, I was going to get the red ones, but it was the same price for half the amount of flowers.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll forgive that.
Yeah, and I thought...
Because it's like, okay, well, I want hot roses.
Practical.
Yeah, well, actually, where's the rose? No, but I want red roses.
But they were really sweet, actually. And the thing is, it's quite annoying because roses is my favourite flower anyway. And then obviously,
but it's like more expensive. I know, but it's one day, man.
But yeah, he does always get me roses, and I always kind of forget because we don't celebrate it actually. So I better get roses. I'll put a picture on Instagram if I get roses this year, guys.
Yeah. I need to know.
So, and he would send them to the office, so I'd always get roses in the office, which was felt like
morning.
A really well. We didn't live together.
That's very like American films, isn't
yeah.
it?
So I felt very like and everyone would be like, Ellie, flowers are here.
Oh, that's so funny.
Everyone
stop.
Would always know.
Yeah, because it's like the first time, but then every year it's like, oh yeah, like
yeah,
the husband got you flowers again. Okay, so you got flowers.
Yeah, and then there was an Indian restaurant in Hampstead that we always used to go to, and it was like our favourite, like,
your favourite restaurant to go to.
It was stunning.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it felt like home from home vibes. We used to go a lot, we knew the people, so we went there. On our first Valentine's.
And he booked it all, told you to be ready for a certain time, all that jazz.
Well, we literally went after work. And used to work till like 8 o'clock then. So we literally went at like, I literally went at 8:30 in my work clothes. Okay. But it was really lovely.
Cute.
But I wouldn't say it was one of our like...
How far into dating were you?
We... oh, well, you know, when we started dating, it was like, are we dating, are we not? Are we
one of those?
So we'd officially been together about 4 weeks, but we'd been dating probably about 4 months.
All right, yeah, so you're kind of in... I always feel sorry for the guys that are like, they're like not... They're past, like, dating, but they're not together, and it's kind of like they're seeing each other, and it's, like, the pressure they must feel, like, what do they do on Valentine's? Because you don't want to ick someone out and do the most, but then you don't want to, like, do nothing.
Yeah.
That must be so weird. If any of our listeners have been in that situation, can you let us know what the guys did?
Yeah. I think, like, it's that weird, like, 1 or 2 weeks in, you don't really, you don't expect anything. Yeah. You just kind of maybe just send each other a happy V-Day, like, yeah, as a bit of a joke. But I feel like 4 or 5 weeks in, it's, like, oh
yeah, well, like, we're not together, but I probably should acknowledge this.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Maybe just plan a fun date.
But then you don't want to fall into the trap of, oh, I'll use it to ask her to be my girlfriend.
That's an absolute ick.
Yeah.
Although saying that,
I think I'd say no.
Saying that, Yannick did, and I found it so sweet because I guessed he was waiting for this moment. But Yannick told me last year on Valentine's Day that he loved me for the first time.
Well, that's sweet.
But then we were already, like, officially together. So I think if he'd have asked me out on Valentine's Day, I would have been like, come on now.
But again, that's like a boys need a day.
Yeah. Because I was definitely ready to... Well, I was ready to say it probably, like, 2 months before he said it. But I was like, no, I kind of get, like, maybe why he wouldn't say it yet. And then I think it was, like, a couple weeks before Valentine's Day. We'd been out, and obviously I was tipsy, Lucy. And I, like, wanted to say something. I was like, I want to say something, but I want you to say it first. And he was, like, just looking at me as if to be like, I don't know what to say because I want to say it on Valentine's Day, but I can't, like, say that, but I don't want to piss her off. And then I was just like, and he was like, well, I am going to say it. And he just was, like, stuttering. And then, like, when he told me, he was like, it's because I was waiting for this day. And I was
that's like, the most you thing ever. Like, you couldn't wait for the guy to say, I love you.
I haven't been waiting so long, I swear. I swear I was waiting. Because I was ready way before.
Just be a strong, independent woman and say it.
No, not that.
No, you can't. You've got to, like...
I want to know that he loves me.
There's some things that, like, the guy has to make the declaration.
Yeah, so even though I've just said, like, asking someone out on Valentine's Day is an ick, Yannick did do that, and I found it cute because he kind of told me... So in the card, oh my God, he'll die for me saying this, but he basically wrote, like, I love X about you. I love X about you, I love when you whatever, and then at the very last one said, and ultimately I love you. But then I like looked at him and I wanted him to say it out loud, but I was like so giddy and smiley, but so... I was kind of like, so are you saying it out loud?
So can you just read it?
So do you want to just like say those words? So yeah, I did actually think that was cute.
That's sweet. And did you do gifts last year?
Yeah, what did I get him? Actually, I got flowers and I got a handbag.
Did you get your basketball tickets?
Yeah, but I don't know whether that was... He got me a basketball bag.
Yeah, and I think the tickets as well, no?
But I got the tickets, not Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so I don't know.
I thought it was linked.
Maybe. What did I get him?
I can't remember.
I actually have no idea what got him. It's making me think, did I get him something? But I definitely will have. I'll have to ask him and then, like, drop it on our socials what I got him.
I think the thing is, I like a thoughtful present.
Yeah.
I'm not really bothered for, like, him to just get me something for the sake of it. Flowers is nice. It's
oh, he's too practical. It's like, it's supposed to be romantic. You don't need it. Just accept the gift.
No, I'm fine with it being, like, a nice, like, an extravagant gift.
Oh, my God, I'm actually dying.
What?
Because we went shopping in Liverpool, like, a few weeks ago, and there was this ring I wanted, but I didn't buy it for myself because I was being tight, shop, Yorkshire. And then I actually... When I was doing the voiceover for the vlog video,
yeah,
Yannick was in the other room, but I kind of did it on purpose. I'm not toxic, I promise. Mm. I was like, oh, and then we went into this shop and I love this ring, but I didn't buy it. But, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. And I don't know if he heard it or not, but I've literally just, I forgot I did that. But now I'm like, if I open that ring, I'll die because I do feel a bit bad that I did that.
You're
so bad. No, but it's the thing is, I don't care. Honestly, this year, like, I think last year I was very caught up in it's our first one. As long if I open a card and get some flowers this year and he plans something, that is like me. I don't need a gift, but I've not, like, told him that. Maybe I should.
Do you know how psycho you sound saying that you want a ring for Valentine's Day?
I don't want a ring. Oh! No, not a ring like that. Not a ring.
Not
like
a ring
that.
Ring.
Not a ring ring. Oh my God, no. No, just this like cool ring. flirting.
It's an edgy one.
It's like an edgy ring. So, yeah, we'll see. Well, sorry, we totally sidetracked. If Richard could plan, like...
Oh, I completely forgot where we were at.
Or not even, like... Obviously, Richard would be planning it because he's your partner. But, like, if you could just get all practicality out of your head, if you could plan your dream Valentine's Day, what would it be? Let's be realistic in the terms of, okay, you are at work. Because they're normally in the weekday. So you can't, like, be on a beach in Barbados. But, like...
All right, okay.
You've gone to work, but, like, from morning to when you go to sleep, what would your dream Valentine's Day be?
Really not that high maintenance.
Oh, Ellie, you kill me. Every girl wants something. You might just be like, look, I want a card with a really nice message. I want 50 red roses. If I could have the dream, I'd have a designer handbag. Like, come on. Like, if you could have the dream, what would you want? You'd want him to cook for you? Would you want him to take you on a date?
Do you know what I'd love? I'd love him to say, let's book the wedding.
Aww.
That's what I'd really love. And I would
That's
also...
That's the gift you would want.
Yeah. And I would also love... because I was actually looking.
Okay. So now we're getting into the juicy bits.
So it's my birthday soon. Okay. I was actually looking at spa packages, and some places,
I want a nice spa.
Some places do like a twilight one, and they have like outside swimming, and you get a dinner and you get a massage. I think if I got home from work and he was like, bam, we're going to Reading Park, I was like, I'd be like,
stunning.
Yeah, so I'd like to do that. And that's then nice. If we were at the spa and he was like, oh, should we book the wedding? I'd be like, wow, sign sealed, perfect.
All right, okay, sweet. That's the answer I wanted.
Okay, so speaking of dates,
yeah,
doesn't have to be Valentine's, but that would add dramatic effect.
Yeah.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
My worst date? Oh my God, where do I begin?
Big question.
All my TikTok followers did actually go on a huge dating journey with me, so they know the highs and lows.
Yeah, so me and Richard actually say we would rather stick pins in our eyes than go on first dates again. When you were doing all the first dates things, we used to say, we literally used to say to each other, this is it now, like, we are together because we can't go on a first date again.
I'm obsessed with Yannick, and I obviously never want to go on a first date ever again because I'm going to be with him forever and ever and ever. But I love dating. It's fun. It's manic.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. But you get funny stories.
Yeah, I live for the funny stories.
Yeah, I'd probably say like the worst date. And there was one that I always remember from uni where he took me to the cinema, but he paid for the tickets and then insisted I got the sweets and stuff because he paid for the tickets. And I was like, well, is this a date or not a date?
Oh, so you think the guy should pay?
On a first date? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It means he's interested and he likes you.
I actually do think a guy should pay.
On the first date, facts.
But I'm all right with, like, you getting a smaller thing because he's got a bigger
thing. That's fine.
Thing.
And, like, I've been on drinks dates before where it's like, okay, if you're going into, like, round 6 or 7, like... I'm gonna,
yeah,
like, if up. There's, like, 8 rounds 4, I would, like, buy 2.
Yeah, that's a good ratio.
Yeah. So he's still paying for the majority of the day. But, yeah, if, like, someone's inviting you out, then...
Also, like, cinema snacks probably more than...
You get tickets. No, so I remember. And then he took his shoes off in the day and put his feet up on the seat in front. Obviously, no one was sat there, but I just thought, this is a bit too comfortable. We're not, like, together. Your shoes are off... Then we went for food afterwards, and I'd eaten because I didn't know, you know, when you just don't discuss, like, I didn't know food was going to be done. We just discussed the cinema. So I'd eaten, and then we went for food because he was hungry. He had not eaten. So I just got a cocktail, which was on 2 for 1, by the
Where
way.
Where did you go?
It was called the Living Rooms in Manchester.
Oh.
So it was 2 for 1, and then he got food. I think he got a starter, a main, and a drink, and he fucking half the bill. He was like, should we just split it? And I was literally, I was too scared to say no.
Are you joking?
I didn't know what to say. I was kind of gobsmacked.
What, you want me to just pay for your dinner?
Yeah. So I just paid for it. And then I would walk to the bus afterwards.
Wait, how was
just feeling like an absolute mug. And then I was like, did I think this was a date? And it wasn't a
date.
Did
you say uni or college?
It was in uni.
That's hilarious. So basically, you just paid for his tea.
Basically.
Was the film good?
No, it was the worst film I've ever seen. Oh, no. It was honestly the most tragic date.
That's not good.
Ever.
I remember, actually, speaking of cinema dates, when I was like in college, I went on a cinema date.
Cinema dates alone are just
awful. They're giving young.
Yeah.
Obviously
now, if I'll go when we are, cool, yeah, fine, we're together.
But obviously you don't know what to do when you're young, so you're like, oh, should we go to cinema? Anyway, but it was like quite, obviously by the time you've seen the film, it was quite late, but the time we went, we hadn't eaten. Well, I hadn't eaten. And he definitely not eaten either. But then after, everywhere was like shutting. Because it was like,
it's so awkward.
So then he was like, should we just go KFC? So then we went to KFC after. And then he literally texts me, like, after he dropped me off, like, yeah, that want a vibe, sorry, but I know what to do. Well, I respect
the self-awareness. Yeah,
I respect the self-awareness. And then I was like, well, I wasn't going to kiss you. We just had a KFC.
No, I went on a first date in college once, and we went to Frankie and Benny's.
Oh, that's such a date.
Standard. And we ordered our food, and the woman just went, oh, do you want any side orders? Like garlic bread, this all. And I think he just panicked and went, yeah. And then, like, when it arrived, I think he was thinking, why have I got garlic
bread? That's one of, like, the rest of the meal he was thinking, why did I order the garlic bread?
No, so funny. And I remember thinking, because when he said yeah, I was thinking, why have you ordered garlic bread? And I was like, either we're both going to have some or... But yeah, anyway, dating when you're younger, the overthinking that goes on in your head.
It's wild. It's fun to think back. Like
how, like, the things you used to think about when you were younger.
But the thought of having to do it now, no.
Yeah, because dating scene now is wild. Like, yeah. Men now, I swear, like, men in their late 20s that don't want to settle down, but they want to, like, date, they're a different breed of men.
I feel like I've not had to do the whole dating app thing, which yeah. I'm really grateful for, because I don't think I'd be able to do it.
The dating app thing's fine, because, like, most people just don't even get back to you, and I don't know, it don't bother me. I don't really, like, care until I've met someone in person. Yeah,
my brain can't. I'm glad, look. Rich is not allowed to break up
with me. It's when, I tell you what, one thing would give me the ick, like, proper bad, like, and it's guys on dating apps that ask you what your star sign is. Why do you care?
Yeah, that's...
And then what, you're going to judge me based off it? I find it very weird, but even girls that ask, I find it very bizarre.
Guys that put that on their dating profile are trying to... appeal to a girl
and think, oh, like they're interested in star sign.
Spiritual.
Yeah, and it's like, no, that just gives me the ear.
That turns me off.
You know what? Like, Yannick is just like the nicest guy ever. So we met on Hinge.
Yeah.
And one of the prompts is like, your simple pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, oh my God, it'll kill me. I just remember he put like ice cold orange juice.
Oh, and it was true.
It was literally like the detail of like it has to be ice cold, and I was like, "Oh, this guy's just nice and normal."
Do you know what? I'd be like, "He's thought about that."
No, because you love iced cold orange juice. Yeah. I thought, you know what? Like, I get it.
Fair. So, I just love to see your prompts back in the day.
I honestly, because I swear I made my Hinge profile and never changed it, and I definitely changed. I think I was on Hinge for a couple of years, and I changed. I would delete it, get it back, delete it, but I don't think I ever went into. For the one thing I said, it was like the most controversial opinion.
Oh, right.
And I just put, mine was Home Alone is, and then in capitals, the worst, and then Christmas film ever. And the amount of, like, that's how people would slide it and be like, are you joking? Or like, as if you've just crucified Home Alone like that or whatever.
I thought that was dead. I'd have thought boring.
I was so bad at the prompts. It just the whole thing gave me.
I remember when I did move to London before I met Richard. One of mine was, I think it's one of the prompts like convince me it's not true or something like that. And I put Yorkshire tea is the only tea worth drinking.
Oh, fat. Yeah, I mean, and that's facts,
like,
though.
But I'm like, why am I making that my personality? Why is that what I put on my Hinge profile?
I know, it's so bad.
I need people to get in the comments on like.
What a good Hinge prompt. Not for us, but just for other people.
No, I just want to read them.
Yeah, I just want to
send some in. I want to read them.
We should do an episode reacting to people's Hinge prompts. Screenshot your own, screenshot guys. We'll out them all.
Screenshot guys that you think work. Yeah. And then we can help some guys out.
Yeah. Oh my God, I actually love this as an episode idea. Same. Okay, but we got.
Getting our DMs,
yeah. So we got past the Hinge stage and we both have boyfriends. So for this week's game, we've actually put them to the test. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no. We're putting ourselves to the test. So we have some questions. I messaged Richard.
And I messaged Yannick.
And we're going to see who knows their boyfriend the most.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, Ellie has got 5 years on me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
They've been together 6 years. We've been together 1.5. No, not even 1.5. 1 and a bit.
Yeah, you're fresher, so there's no judgment. No one's gonna...
I know, I'm already judging myself.
You're already, like, trying to get, like, the excuses in there.
I asked Richard what his favourite colour was. So how well do you know Richard? What's his favourite colour?
Green.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What's Yannick's favourite colour?
Orange and black. That is one I do know.
Actually, he put black on orange. Yes, well done.
Okay.
Well done, you've reached...
Past the first round.
You've reached the first date level. What's Yannick's favourite food?
Oh, it's meat. Steak. Or chicken wings. It's just meat. Ribs, steak, meat.
He's put steak and chips.
Oh, right, yeah. It's so meat.
Yeah, you can have it, but...
Like red meat.
Yeah, steak and chips.
Okay. I am going to give myself that.
Well, yeah, but it's yeah.
Oh, you always want to get me on a technicality. Okay, what is Richard's favourite food?
I mean, it depends how, like, specific he's gone. Has he gone specific?
What's his favourite food?
I would say pasta. His mum's meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get it right, though.
I did, though. I didn't know how specific.
But I got it on the first one. I said red meat.
So you
did? I said meat. I said meat, steak.
Yeah, and I said pasta, and then I said depends how specific, and then his mum's meatballs.
Yeah, his mum's meatballs, well done. Okay, what's Richard's favourite film?
It's one of two.
I'm only taking the first answer.
Can I talk out loud, or can I? Do you just want to see my answer?
I would say 3-2-1 answer.
Okay.
3-2-1.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually, you probably quite like it, actually.
Probably would.
I've seen it countless times.
He couldn't even tell you what Yannick's favourite film is. Has he answered it?
He gave an answer, but then put, don't really have one.
So, yeah, if I had said something, I would say he probably would have said he doesn't have one, but he has actually given one.
He's given one, and then he put, don't really have one.
What could it be? I feel like he's made some up because he's felt pressure to answer the question.
It's quite a good film, to be fair.
Yeah, what is it?
Inception.
Oh, I never would have said that, but yeah, he has mentioned that.
Is that the one where they're going in the dreams?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Celeb crush.
Oh, it's that freaking...
I don't know who this is.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is. What's her name? Jenna Coleman.
He's put specifics.
Doctor Who?
No, he's put earlier on... Jimmy Coleman, not now, obs. I can see what she looks like.
Oh, Jenna Coleman now. Or maybe he's panicked to fall. He's just going to lose her shit. So I'll say not now.
He's like, obviously not now, I'm with Lucy.
That is hilarious. No, because I remember that came out on, like, I don't think I even asked him, but it came out on, like,
the
date. Oh,
my gosh, is she the one that was
from Doctor Who?
What was the guy on Doctor Who that was?
Matt Smith, David Tennant.
Oh, was she a sidekick?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was like, oh, what was he called? You know, like when Billy Piper was on it? There was that guy.
Honestly.
Maybe.
When he first told me her, I was like, okay, Rose.
Actually, I can kind of see it, you know.
Anyway, Jenna Coleman.
Shout out.
Not now, obs.
Gosh, she's only 38.
I'm dying at that. As if he had the balls. Okay, who's Richard's celebrity crush?
I look absolutely nothing like his celebrity. You look a bit like his celebrity crush.
When he said this, I was like, oh, right, okay.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. No, you have the dark features for sure.
I'm just looking at your hair now thinking it's really dark and nice. Mine needs a refresh. He's obsessed with her.
Okay, what is Richard's favourite memory of you two? I mean, he's given one word.
He's given one word?
Yeah, I shouldn't help you, but he's literally just put... Because I know the question was favourite memory of you two together, and he just put favourite memory is... And then one word.
Wow.
If we got sent these questions, we'd go into, like, paragraph.
Like, detail, the specific moment or the specific day. Mm-hmm. Our engagement?
No.
Vegas?
Vegas.
Okay.
You said Vegas.
Yeah, good memory. It was a whole 7 days.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was a bit like, well, it's not really a...
Vegas specific
The question wasn't, what was your favourite holiday?
Boring.
Yeah, I was like, well, was there a memory in Vegas? But yeah, Vegas. To be fair.
No. Incredible trip. I actually think that Yannick's thought about it. It's really quite cute. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't know what it is. Because in my head, I was like, oh, could he say, like, Edinburgh? Because he loved Edinburgh.
Oh, did he?
That's nice. But he's actually thought of, like, a specific memory.
I think. Well, oh, time.
The thing is, you're going to tell me what it is, and I'm going to be like, of course it's that. Because he'll have probably told, like, said how nice it was. Is it something to do with his birthday last year?
No.
Like his... Oh, okay. no, then. Give me a hint.
It was a trip. Or part of a trip. Like a certain... He didn't just put Vegas like Richard. He gave a actual...
Oh. Oh, the minute I turned, like, on my actual birthday, when we were in the sea.
Where were you?
We were in the sea, on the beach.
He put Barcelona Beach on her birthday.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
Yeah, okay, now, yeah, that is... Oh, that's so nice. That's his favourite memory. Your favourite outfit Ellie has worn. Has he said orange dress?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Orange dress.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have no clue what Richard would say.
Absolutely no idea.
Maybe the dress I wore the night we got engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said the outfit she wore when we got engaged.
Oh, that's sweet. Actually, yeah.
He did look nice. I swear.
I thought about that.
Ellie definitely knew she was getting proposed to because she looked like 10-10, nails, dress, like, you knew.
Everything was a vibe, I'm not going to lie.
She knew. Okay, best present Ellie has bought you. What would he say?
Best present I bought him. Is it really unromantic?
It's not romantic, but I mean, fair play that you bought him that.
Oh, iPad.
Yeah. I saw it and thought, what the hell?
For his 30th. And he actually, I completely forgot about that.
And was he buzzing?
Yeah, and he loves his iPad.
All right, fair play. I have no idea what Yannick would say. Knowing Yannick, it's probably something really small. Or has he gone for like a big gift?
You can't ask for clues.
Is he going to say that I, like, planned the London trip?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I think because that was, like, I proper put thought into what he would want to do. So the London trip was his answer.
Yeah, London trip was his answer.
I love that.
It's last one, which I thought was quite a cute question. Though, when Richard read the questions that you sent him last night in bed, he was like, what's this? And I was like, great. What are you most looking forward to with...
Lucy.
Yeah.
Or Ellie.
This is really cute. He's given two.
I have no idea.
This is quite a nice insight. I don't know these conversations that you have with Yannick.
Has he said having kids or something? Having kids with me? Okay. Going on holiday.
Where?
New York.
Yeah.
So he's gone, okay, so he's not gone future. He's maybe just gone what we've spoke about, like,
I feel like these are specific conversations you've had.
Okay, yeah, so he's not gone, like, down the long route. He's not gone for the long haul. Okay, so he's most excited.
I can't think further. This is what I was... I can't think further than what we're having to see on Friday.
I know. So what he's most excited for probably this year is gone. So, like, New York and...
I'd say the second one is probably not this year.
Oh, okay. Well, like, buying a house together. Like moving to a...
What? Moving. It's very specific.
Country. Has he said that?
It's very specific.
Moving to the south of France.
No.
Because he wants to move to the south of France.
Oh, I think he wants to move somewhere else.
He has answered these questions based on me then.
I don't know, but I want to come.
LA?
Do you want to know?
New York?
raising baby goats and chicken in our farm house in Portugal.
Oh, no, that's a him thing.
Didn't cross your mind once.
No. I don't know why he's gone for Portugal. He always says south of France to me.
No, that's a vibe I would love.
His, like, dream is to, like, get a little, like, south of France home or Portuguese,
it's
obviously.
Portugal.
And have chickens and goats and, oh, that's what he's most excited for.
No, that's so sweet.
No, that is cute.
You don't think that's cute, do you?
No, it's really cute. We just got a line.
But he put New York, New York.
No, that's cute. Yeah, I think he's put New York, New York, so I feel satisfied, but really he's most excited for raising the chickens
and raising babies.
No, that's really cute. No, I know that's like one of his big dreams to do that.
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
We're such opposite vibes.
Okay, what's Richard most excited for, looking forward to?
He wouldn't think deep. He would have put a generic thing, I think. I think he's gone with having a family.
Having kids.
Yeah. Because he, like, we do talk about quite a lot that we can't wait to have a family together.
You know what? I feel like we know our men quite well.
We do. I think
you maybe did slightly better than me.
Maybe slightly, but just probably, like you say, we've been together 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, he was rogue with the Portugal thing.
And
he's only just started bringing Portugal up. It's always been south of France.
And Richard put more generic answers.
So true.
Like, I reckon you could have probably guessed them.
No, literally.
Literally.
Yeah, that was a cute little game.
I like that.
Guys, if you're listening, you'll have to maybe, like, jot down those questions and maybe get you and your man or, like, you and your girls to, like, answer them and see how well you guys do and let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least then, our recommendations hit me. What are they this week?
Recommendations. I want to know. Well, the people want to know. What the best places are for a date night.
Are we talking first date or, like, just a date?
Because just a
I
date
think first
general.
Date is different to just a date.
Yeah, first date for me, like, you go for drinks.
That's the ideal first date, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a little bit loose.
Have
well,
a few.
Not too
get
loose.
Get a bit of liquid courage.
Yeah.
You can probably get out of drinks quite easily. You're not stuck in a dinner or anything like that. You're not stuck in an activity or anything. You can get out of it quite easily. You're quite safe. You're in a bar, etc. Drinks is the only option, really.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just like dates.
Dates in general.
I do love a good dinner date.
Okay.
I just don't... I think they're, like, overrated but not rated enough.
What type? Like, a bougie
date? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, getting dressed up for a dinner date. Because we can go to Nando's every week and this and that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, when I really do feel like I've got a cute outfit on, my makeup's done, and we go somewhere that maybe we've never been and we've spoken about wanting to go. It's just that little step up from maybe what you'd normally do if you shop out shopping on a Saturday.
There's something nice about making an effort for
I think it's as well just then when you're there, you just feel like you talk more as though you're on a date rather than about like mundane stuff because you feel like you're actually out on a date.
Yeah. And what?
And having a couple little cocktails.
So you're in Manchester at the moment. What would be your like ideal date? Night place.
Well, we actually recently, Yannick booked and surprised me with a date at Hawksmoor.
Oh, stunning.
And I'd never been before. It was for the Sunday roast, but they'd run out of roasts. So, but it was really, really nice. Mm. So I loved that. And we just both said how nice it was. But
it's
then,
a nice vibe.
Yeah, I recently just went to Flatiron with the girls.
Did you enjoy it there?
And whilst I was there, I was literally like, Yannick would just love this. So I would love to take him on a date night there. I actually really love a place called Ramona in Manchester. And that's not like bougie, but I just love it there. Mm-hmm. And I always like to just go. It's like slices of pizza, but it's like, doesn't feel like, it's not bougie, but it doesn't feel like daytime.
Would you get dressed up?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, you get dressed up.
But anyway, but no, I do actually really, yeah. But I do love that. So yeah, I would say I do just love a good
dinner date.
Yeah.
I am partial to an activity.
What though? What would be like a recommendation for people if they're like, don't say mini golf because that every man and his dog does that. What's like an activity date you've done before that? I tell you what one I would actually recommend. obviously there's one in Manchester. I'm sure there's some in other places in the country. So basically it's the same owners as Flight Club, but it's electric shuffleboard.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
And me and Yannick went there in Manchester and I was like, this has actually been such a good date night, like playing the games and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's one many people have done. So maybe have look it up if you're looking for a recommendation.
Try something different. There's always new things coming out, isn't there? Yeah. I do like Flight Club. Or like going to like Roxy and doing a few different games together.
Yeah, we...
A few drinks. Like, I'm not saying like, God, let's go on a serious like...
Yeah.
Trying to beat you. Like, make it fun, have a few drinks.
Yes.
Like, and be like fun together. Because I feel like we get so caught up in like everyday life and... going to work and doing dinners and stuff, like actually going and having a bit of fun together.
Yeah, I tell you actually what I would recommend, a comedy club.
I've never been. Have you been to
one? I did one. It wasn't like a real comedy club. It was like a bar in Manchester and they had like some comedian type thing on. And I don't, it's like a bit cringe, but not, but you kind of laugh together. We were in a bigger friendship group and we were all a little bit drunk, but I would actually now have done one, like to go on a date. To like a comedy club, I think that's something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I do have one more recommendation.
One.
Sorry. One which I really enjoyed and we used to go quite a few times when we first started dating is to Blue's Kitchen.
Yeah, we have one of them in Manny.
Because, like, live music, you get a few
drinks. Anywhere with live music is a good date because it's fun.
It's fun, you have a dance, like, I feel like everyone's in a good mood because it's live music.
Yeah.
So it creates a really good date atmosphere. So that's definitely one I bear in mind.
No, I love that. Okay, I've loved our little Valentine's episode.
Me too. It's nice to reminisce and think about some nice date experiences.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you get us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod.
Yeah, at Tea and Toast Pod on TikTok and Instagram. Drop us a like and a follow.
And make sure you get involved on the DMs for the next episode. We're definitely going to do this Hinge one.
Yeah, definitely get in our DMs with some Hinge prompts. I want to see these.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, we love you all. Bye.
Bye, happy Valentine's Day!